Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful program. Today is Monday, and we'll just start off with some clearings here. So sit back and relax, and here we go. We'll do an emotional clearing for everybody, and we normally go back 5 days, so here we go. 5 days ago cleared. Oh, wow, I'm yawning. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So somebody has some stuff happening in their life. So here we go again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. That feels good. And let's do a feeling body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared. Oh, boy, 3 days cleared. Man, let's do it again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared. That's better. 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. The reason why I yawn is because the energy goes through my body to the light ship for healing. And so when it's extra dense, I yawn. And that's an indication of, you know, what happened. So here we go. Let's do a trauma body. This is for people who just happen to have more stuff going on. The whole life emotional body normally takes care of this completely, almost like 99%, we'll say, but some people live in trauma for whatever reason, and that could even be mind looping energy. So we'll do a sample of that a little bit later here, and we can bring that up, Annika, to do a mind loop sample for people. But here's trauma. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So typically I would say only maybe at the most, I think about 10% of the people need a trauma clearing. And that's for people who maybe wake up in the morning and they're recycling their past over and over again. The emotional clearing normally takes care of that. So the clearings are $5 times your age. It's a sliding scale. And naturally, the older you are, it doesn't cost any more per age. It probably should. But it doesn't, because you're carrying a lot more stuff. And then I cap it off at $300. And so here we go. Let's do a mental body. And this is a very good clearing, too. And this helps you actually understand what this show is about by having some of these mental energies dampened down, because the mind does not want to accept divine energy, because we live in time-based reality. So the mind will normally not want you to listen, because you may get some spiritual truth here. So it will sidetrack you and set up implants. So here we go, mental clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. That felt pretty good. And I'll do a mind loop clearing. So here we go. So the mind loop clearing, this is mind loop number one. What this does is take away energies that people keep thinking about. If you've ever seen anybody and they have a little greeting for you when you see them, you know, it's like pushing a button and, you know, on a tape recorder, and they say the same thing. Typically you say, how are you? And they say, I'm fine. And that's what most people probably are programmed to say. Or they might say, I don't feel very well, or I feel miserable, or, you know, there's probably only maybe a half a dozen phrases that you're really going to hear from everybody. Isn't that interesting? Just think about that. You know, how do we get these phrases? Well, they're implanted into us. So we're not really necessarily using our own thoughts. You know, we're just using a program, and it's mind looping. Remember, we're just running programs consciously. And it's at first it's kind of difficult to understand that when I say this to people, but then when they start realizing that your consciousness and entities control you, you know, and shapeshifters control you, and all these things control you, and you just start realizing that, gee, who am I? You know, am I lost inside of myself? Am I lost? And, you know, what part of me actually comes out to express, because I'm running these programs? And once you kind of understand that, at first it may feel kind of scary, because you go, wow, I'm not really me. And then once you figure out that, you know, you got to get rid of these programs that are running. Remember, just like a computer, you know, what's on your desktop, on your computer, you know, what programs are activated. And then also, you know, do you have an old operating system? Maybe you're still running Windows 95, you know, and it may work well for you, but, you know, which might be better. Maybe you're back in time and maybe the dark side is not connecting to you as quickly. And so now you, maybe you have a Macintosh, or maybe you're going into, I guess Windows 7, and maybe you tried other programs in your life, you know, in your body, and, you know, you're running different things. So what program are they having you attached to? Remember, that's your operating system. And so you're in time, and so this time-based reality creates these systems for you. And when you're in your heart, there's no such thing. That's when you're out of time. So once you realize that you're in time, then you're controlled by darkness. And if you don't want to use that term darkness, then you're controlled by the aliens. Somebody out there is forcing you on a mind-controlling program or many, many programs. And unfortunately, you know, this is what happens to humanity. But when you're in the moment, then you're yourself, and that's the difference. And I haven't heard anybody else talk about this except me. I've been to a lot of different lectures and hearing people, and nobody talks about, you know, these things. They just talk about, they'll talk about being in the heart with love energy, and then 15, 30 seconds later, they're talking about the mind. And the two don't even relate, because it's like water and oil. The mind is not the heart. It doesn't know the heart at all. It can talk all about the heart, but doesn't know it, because it doesn't live there. And the heart doesn't know anything about mind. And you do have a mind in the heart, but that's divine energy. So the heart does have a consciousness. And then you're in tune with everything that is available for you to experience when you're in your heart center. But it does not judge you, doesn't control you. It just is a way for you to access through your spirit the divine energies of creation. And that's the way it is. But when you're in the time-based reality of mind, then inside of your head, then you're on your natal chart, you're on the planets controlling you, you're on the alien races controlling you, and all of this stuff. And this is why people have such a hard life on this planet, because everybody else is not where you are if you're in your heart. And it's very difficult to live on this planet when you're in your heart most of the time, because people will try to take you out of your heart and cause you problems. And this is what happens. And this is why some people's realities, if you watch something, they all have a different reality of what they're seeing, because they're running different programs. They're able to watch a certain program or a certain thing happening, and they're only programmed to see one aspect of what's happening in front of their eyes. So that's interesting, too. So you might understand that more. You know, you probably have situations in your life where you ask somebody for, you know, who said what, and, you know, during a conversation, and they may not even hear what was actually being said, and they may have selective hearing also. So they may not, they're only going to hear what their mind imprint, what their mind programs are choosing to hear. So we'll see if our co-host is on. No, I'm going to do mind loop. So here we go, mind loop program. So the mind loop is somebody who goes through continuous thoughts of the same thing. And that's kind of like being in misery, because you can't get out of it. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. It's a very nice clearing to have. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So most of these clearings, when you have them, it's a whole life clearing. It starts from when you start the clearing in that moment in time. And then it goes back, because we're clearing out negativity, and this is a time-based reality. Remember, in the light, there's no such thing as time. So it starts at that exact time when we started, and then we go back to conception. Now, you must stay current. Just having a clearing is great, but what's going to happen to you 5 minutes later, or a week later, or a year later? Well, you're still involved with that situation. you may not have all that accumulated stuff, but you're still going to be bombarded by the dark side to keep you in a pattern. And so this is why you want to have the unlimited versions of these clearings. And they cost $50 so that you're able to continuously keep up to date and to keep yourself clean. Remember, you want to keep your holy body temple clean. And the only way to do it is to do it yourself. You have to do the work. You just can't ask for something outside of yourself to clear it. It's not going to happen. And your spirit can't clear it. It doesn't have the horsepower. It doesn't have the spiritual information to clear it because it's still in darkness too. Otherwise, if it wasn't, it wouldn't be here, and neither would you. So we'll get our co-host on, Annika. Interesting.
Hi.
A at the end, so it's interesting. So here we go. Annika, turn it over to you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for doing those mind loop samples. Did you do both one and two? I must have been in the heart.
I can do two.
And maybe explain what
it is a continuous. This is how you live your life with mind controlling programs. These voices inside of your head, the thoughts that you may have about some situation, and it just keeps recycling, and all that it does is cause you misery. You know. Now the mind loop two clearing is what happened. You're in love energy before you were born because your spirit, your mother's spirit was actually giving you divine energy, which is source energy in the moment. And then as you started sensing the time energy, probably coming down the birth canal because now you're being changed and getting prepared for a long lifetime here on this planet, and you're seeing all this darkness as you're starting to leave the divine energy of light, and you feel the darkness, these dark forces attaching to you. Remember, you have a natal chart, so you know, it's waiting for you to pop out so they can give you a time stamp. So all of a sudden, maybe you're going to be born at 1 minute after one. So you start the process of being born. Maybe it's, I'll just say 5 minutes. So all of a sudden, that 5 minutes of time, you're going, holy shit, what's going to happen to me? I feel myself coming into time. This love energy is now starting to leave me. And then you pop out. And all of a sudden you go, man, I just got stamped. I got this stamp of my natal chart put on me by all these planets. I'm quartered, connected. I have my alien death barcode in place, which isn't activated yet unless you are planning to die soon. But typically that won't be until, you know, later on in your life. You have your spirit barcode so that you're going to be, connected and abducted during the ascension time. You have your physical body barcode put in place by the aliens so that you can be abducted so they can check you out and add implants to you. And all of a sudden you go, man, where am I? Why did I want to come here? And then you look back and you see your soul family and you see the Jesus and the masters from the light of the darkness saying, oh, you're going to do this wonderful work in this lifetime. And you go, oh, wow, that's great. I'm going to be doing this work. They go, oh, yeah, it's in your natal chart. It's going to be very wonderful. We're the divine energies. And you don't realize that you're talking to the darkness because you're in your soul family. And the soul family is what sets you up for everything in this lifetime. And it's mainly to help your body heal, but we don't understand that. We don't know how to heal our body. So your spirit now has to work with your physical body. They're in communication. And you get set up through accidents, through situations in your life, and your whole life is basically governed by the soul family agreements. This is why we take you out of those in the 4-in-1 clearing that we have. But you have to have other clearings before that so that your twin flame energy that you don't have either and your home base energy where you came from is not going to help you because it can't. You're cut off from that. But that's the whole situation here is all of a sudden you're in darkness and you don't know why you got into this here and you thought that you're coming into some wonderful situation and you find out that it's like your last lifetime and then you got a body full of negative energies in it, which is your body genetics. And you go, man, why am I going to suffer through this body for all my past ancestors' belief systems? Well, this is what you're in. And now you have to try to clean them out of yourself. So that's kind of what happened. So I guess back to you, Annika.
Okay.
Clearing. Okay, so here's my loop two clearing.
Oh, yeah.
Let's want to evade us here. So here we go. So we're gonna do 5 minutes of this here. So I'll do, remember this is a long clearing, but I'll do 5 minutes. So this will be the first 5 minutes of your life when you got hit with darkness. And you're probably going to feel these things leave you. So here we go. I'll start from the first minute. I'll count to 10 to clear it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is the first minute of being on the earth here after you're cut off from your mother's love energy. Here we go. The spirit energy. Your mother may not have had any emotional love. Maybe that could be a problem too, but this is your spirit energy. Here we go. Number 2 minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And number 5 for 5 minutes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. There we go. We got it. So it's all yours, Hanukkah.
Okay. So MC has an interesting question, and it's good to talk about the mind and keeping us, you know, dropping into the heart and how different clearings can actually help us with that. And I wanted to ask some other clearings later or ask about some other clearings in that about that particular thing. But I wanted to also take a question from here that I see from MC. If one had the dark side practitioner clearing with Unlimited, and I'm guessing that this person is doing them, you know, now and then, hopefully more often than not. And is the natal barcode necessary then? And what is the difference between these two clearings? Both these clearings is what you have available for us to do online. So just wanted to mention that if anybody has not seen them yet, so you can look at those online. But what basically is the difference, and is both needed?
Very, very good question. Thank you for asking that. So what we have here is, through most of the clearings that we have, it's kind of divided in half, okay, or into two different sections. So one type of the clearing is designed for Earth energies, and then the second part is designed for off-planet alien energies. So the dark side practitioner clearing is people who typically are living, although it could be, living here physically. I kind of make a joke like your mother or father-in-law who don't like you or something. When I put that on there, because a lot of people do complain because, you know, they're not accepted in the family by maybe the, your spouse's mother or maybe the father because you're not good enough or you didn't, you know, you weren't the right person for their son or daughter when you got married. And so some people kind of laugh at that, and they go, yeah, I can really relate to this. So the dark side practitioner, and they're sending you bad energy all the time, okay? Now, they could be wonderful people. Maybe they go to church, every week, or maybe they go to church every other day, you know, because their church, you know, requires them to come and to be indoctrinated this much. And so they see you as a loner because maybe you don't have any beliefs of going to church. Maybe they think that they took, maybe if you're a woman, you know, that you took their son away from going to church. So now they're going to church and they're praying for you. And maybe they go to, let's just say they go to church every day, or maybe they do prayers every day to some alien god out there. Well, all of a sudden you're getting hit with energies because they're directing their energy to you through prayers, which is a psychic energy, and whoever is, where the energy is going to, because nobody knows where the energy goes, okay? You think of something, where did that energy go to? Nobody can tell you where it ends up. And then where it ends up, what are they doing with that energy? Well, they're seeing you as a renegade. And so that an alien group is saying, oh, we got this person here who is not conforming to our wishes, so now we're going to give them some whammies or something or send them some more energy to make them not so conscious. And this is what you call alien implants and stuff. And so, or the energy dark pools of consciousness, which is what people use for witchcraft and voodoo and all this other thing and stuff, okay? So the dark side practitioner is basically designed for that. These are people that think thoughts about you And typically, if it's a good thought, it's just as bad as a bad thought because your body's going to see it as a psychic attack energy, and it can harm your body. Remember, what's happening to you is that you're being harmed physically. Your body's being harmed. I'll say your spirit. And when your spirit gets harmed, then that works into your body. Remember, because your spirit is the conduit for healing, and if it has a problem that somebody has done to it, and we've all seen movies, you know, on TV where a dark side practitioner, maybe somebody, you know, in the old days when I used to watch TV, you know, we had like the headhunters, and you see people in Africa with the bone in their nose, you know, and you got this witch doctor with all these shrunken heads around, and they get somebody's hair or their fingernails or something from them, and they make this object or whatever, you know, representation, a doll, and they start poking pins in it. Well, that affects your spirit. Remember, if it didn't connect to your spirit, then your body's probably not going to resonate to it. And so all of a sudden, you start getting an illness. And I've worked with a lot of people that have had this situation. And it's very, very sad because it's sometimes next to impossible to get them well because you may have 20 people doing this stuff to you. So that's the dark side practitioner clearing. Now, the natal barcode clearing, what that is your natal chart. It's the energies that are used to connect to you. So now what you have is like your natal chart, you have the planets, you have, you know, maybe your address, your name itself. Maybe you could talk about that, Annika, a little bit.
Okay, so yeah, there's so much you can clear on that one. I don't have it up here right now, but I know I've tried in many different ways. You know, it's your maiden name, any names that you've had throughout your life, birth date, so it's numbers as well. You can add, I've added, you know, companies that I've been associated with or worked for or, you know, the ones that I am working for. And Mrs. or Miss or Mr., different names, nicknames, or in different languages. I don't have it in front of me, Ron. Do you want me to check if I missed something, or is that good?
Yeah, go ahead if you can. Sure, that'd be great.
Okay. I'll let you talk, and let me just get it up here. So it's taking long for me today here. So basically... the special light chip natal barcode removal, I'm basically just reading here now, disconnects the alien dark side. Gosh, this is not good. My computer is not very good for me today here. Okay.
Address, your license number on your car.
All those
things are identifying numbers brought back to you. Okay?
Yeah.
So let's just say that, you know, you register your car, and, you know, how do they check on you if you get pulled over by a policeman? Well, they look at that. They call it in, and it comes back with who is registered owner of that car. So all these energies are attached to you. And so this is the way it works. Remember, the dark side, I'm not saying that the policeman or that system is corrupted or darkness. I'm just telling you the way it works, okay, and the way the aliens come in, because they come into these energies. So they use the energies of what you're attached to. Now, if you had no identity, how are they going to find you, okay? Remember the old TV show, The Invisible Man or something, you know? Well, if you're invisible, they're not going to find you. That's been a long time ago. That just kind of came up in my consciousness here. So most people are almost everybody, in fact, are not invisible. So what happens is the dark side uses what I'll use the word as symbols, okay? And so letters and numbers are symbols, and they understand who you are because they read those energies and they know all about you, or at least they know how to connect to you, and that's what they do. So that's kind of the process. Also, they use symbols for healing. There's some people who have purchased maybe special things that have certain symbols to it. The Reiki symbols are another one of those aspects that, you know, are coming from mind. And the Reiki symbols are symbols that are connected to the alien energies. Can they heal? Of course they can. You know, the dark side heals just like the light can heal. They mimic the light. Remember, they are the light of the darkness, so you think that you're running light energy. So that will probably push some people's buttons who got their, you know, Reiki master degrees and they're teaching people how to use Reiki. And it doesn't matter to me. I'm just telling you the information. You know,
yeah, so,
if I get one or two people mad at me, that's perfectly fine. I'm just telling you that you're using darkness energies to do healings with. Why? Because you're not using your heart. You're using something that was taught to you in a book or passed on from somebody, and it's not a heart energy, okay? And so that's the difference. What's the darkness? The darkness is mind. The mind is everything in books, okay? Now, the heart energy doesn't know any of this. It just knows pure light energy. You're not going to find light when you read a book, okay? You're not going to find light when you have an attunement by somebody because the light does not do any attunements. You already have the light with you. It's up to you to wake up to realize what light is. It's your spirit. And so that's the basic situation. So, you know, if you were taught that you have to, you know, to heal somebody, you know, walk in a circle 20 times clockwise and then reverse that 20 times, you know, counterclockwise and say some kind of chant, you know, rub your hands together and then put them on top of somebody's head, well, right away you're using mind energy to connect that person. You're doing a ritual. And the ritual, whatever that is, whether it's a Reiki symbol or doing some kind of mantra or anything like that, you know, that's what happens. I'll just say, very interesting, about 5 years ago I went to an event in California, and it was in, let's see, I think it was San Jose, okay, and it was the Harmony Festival. A very nice thing. So these ladies came over to me, and they said, can I do Dicha on you? I think I pronounced the word right. And I said, I don't know. They go, well, we can do it. We've been doing it for everybody here, you know. I said, okay, fine. So they came, and this lady started to put her hands on my crown chakra, and she did it for about 15 seconds. She goes, man, you're giving me more energy than I'm giving anybody else in this whole room here. She goes, somehow you're not, it's not that I'm not responsive to it, but I was actually giving her light, and so she got a healing from it. And so just remember that that's what happens when somebody touches you, especially if they lay hands on you. You know, it's very interesting to watch people doing pranic healing, and I guess that's the word that they use. I might be politically incorrect here, but there's people that I have seen where they put like a whistle in their mouth, and either they suck in or blow out, and you have this whistle sound, and they're laying their hands on people, touching them. Well, what kind of emotional energy are they running into that person? What are they connecting to? I mean, I look at it, I go, oh, boy, that's the worst thing you could ever have, is to have somebody run their life force energy into you. I mean, that's the complete psychic attack energy. And some people feel and think that it's a wonderful healing. And yes, the dark side does do healings, but what are you tied up to afterwards? And most people are unconscious. They don't know the difference to keep their body tempo clear and clean. So anyway, I can go on and on, but back to you, Annika.
Okay, so you might have mentioned the phone number, the address, all those sort of things, and Pauline was mentioning that she has some Asian because she's Asian, she needs the signs and symbols from that, and my own experience is that I have the alphabet that is in Swedish. There's a few more of them in the Swedish alphabet that I was able to put in. So, you know, there are ways that you can do that. I don't know about the Asian ones, but I know that it could be done. And Mike was asking, so he heard someone say, and I think it was Ed one time, shared that maybe we could do the whole alphabet and clear that.
Yeah, very good.
Mm-hmm. And all the numbers, yeah.
So,
and also about the crop circles, in a way, are they signs and symbols to imprint the earth, is a question from Pauline.
Well, I think the newest one, maybe, well, I won't say it's the newest one, but it's maybe within a couple months here, I got an email. And lo and behold, it shows these tentacles coming around, you know, like either a jellyfish or octopus going around the chakras, you know, like around somebody's head going down through the chakras. So you can look that one up. Very sad. They're giving us information. Okay. And people have decoded the information. Remember, the dark side gives you a script. This is what's in the Bible code. This is why people have information, and this information becomes valid and true, because that's what the dark side is using to run the energy. They read the script, and then they have, you know, the cause and effect for that. Unfortunately, you know, I would assume that if we looked up the most current event here, probably, there's probably much ones that are maybe more, you know, worse than this, but the one in Haiti the last, you know, week or so, that would probably be in the Bible code. Why? Because the dark side said, oh, now it's time for us to transmit energies, you know, to this planet somewhere and cause, you know, tsunamis and things like this here and different types of situations to happen. I think I said hurricanes, but, you know, tsunamis and bad weather, you know, all these things are dark side energies. You have to realize that. There's no such thing as Mother Nature, you know. You know, people use that as an excuse for things that they can't really explain. The explanation is the dark side is screwing with us, basically, and trying to cause us harm. Remember, they live off your emotional energy. So the more they can cause you harm, the more stress they can give you. They're very happy with that because that's what they live on. They live on those energies that you're emitting. So back to you, Annika. Are you out there?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I must have been muted. I was talking here, but sorry about that. I know we had a caller probably before, but I don't think he said that it was busy, so I think that might have been her, but I'm saying for her to call in again. There's a few different ways you can call in. There's lots of different numbers. If you go to BBS Station 1, you will see them on there. And also, Pauline was asking for a sample of the mind IQ clearing, please.
Oh, that one's very complicated. Let's see. That one, how can I do this here? I'll go back 5 days. This is the IQ clearing, okay? So this is more of a clearing that is being used by the dark energies, as you have a high IQ, to use you for abduction, because they find out a way that you can be abducted, or they do that abduction process for people who are mentally gifted, we'll say. And then they go through time traveling and stuff. So here we go. This is an IQ clearing, and do other things to you. That's a read between the lines here, folks. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And there's a lot of people talking about this here. If you notice, the people who have been used for abductions and they come out and talk about it, they're normally people that have been used as young children for time traveling. And that, I think Al Bielek was responsible and in charge of that process of taking people into the future and into the past. And so this is what happens. There's a lot of information on it. You can look it up. And a lot of these people that were children now are coming out. In fact, a couple of weeks ago on BBS here, on James Gillian's show, a gentleman was talking about that, and he sounded very, very intelligent. And so they're probably being used process here. And so they come in, and you know, these people are needed because of their intelligent quotient. But I can't get too much into that. I don't necessarily talk about the governments and things like this. I'm here to help you get more into your body. And there's plenty of people out there disclosing this information about what's happening that we don't have any information on. So let's get back to you, Annika. Any clearings we could do? We could talk about maybe our upcoming events here.
Yes, we can. In February, you're going to be very busy, Ron. You have the Sundays coming up again for the body rejuvenation 8-hour calls that you will be doing on Sunday, next Sunday coming up, 31st of January, the 7th of February, the 21st of February, and also on the 20th, which is a Saturday, there's a 4-hour call. And then you have the LAX Conscious Life Expo on the 12th, 13th, and 14th, and some lectures there. What They Don't Want You to Know is one of them, and the Key to Personal Wellness. And maybe I can remind everyone a little later, but I wonder if we have a caller on. Hello? Anybody there? I thought I heard a beep, Ron. Sorry.
Yeah. I also heard a beep. Oh,
there's somebody.
Hello?
Somebody out there in telephone land?
Yes, that's me, Anna.
Hi, okay.
You, Ron?
Yes.
Hello, would you like to ask Ron a question?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I know that I'm being writing to him about my healings and things like that, but no answers anyway. The question I want to ask today is, I have problems in my work. Is any possible you can check it for me, please?
Okay. Do you think you have somebody at your work giving you bad energy or something?
Well, like yesterday I was fine, and Saturday was fine, and the days I wasn't working. Today I went in the morning when I went there, that was fine, but when I come back, they, you know, I start having so much pain everywhere in my head, in my gums. And so I don't know if there's something in there in the world, or because lately I can have, I feel like I have some attacks, so I don't know.
Okay, so you think this was associated with you going to work then, or do you think you picked it up on the way to work?
I feel like I work with the children, but the family is in the military, so I don't know if it has something to do with that or not.
So you're working with children?
I try to see if I can change it, but you see, I look into see how I can change, and I don't find anything. It's like something is stuck in me in there.
Okay. So let's do a clearing here. Let's take away the children's energy, okay?
Okay.
So here we go. So we'll go back. It happened today, so we'll do it today here. What I'll do is 8 hours of clearing here real quick. So here we go.
I send it for clean one of the chows.
Okay.
I send it, I think it was Friday or Saturday.
Okay.
For clean one of the chows because he gets so too much hyper and too much aggressive to me.
Okay.
He's only 3 years old, but the other one is only 1 year.
Okay. Let me just tune in here. So.
Can I ask you, did you say a military family or they're connected to that?
The father is working in the military.
Uh-huh.
And the grandmother is working in the military. So I don't know. But I really haven't had a time sometimes, very hard.
Okay, so what I think you're saying is that you're like babysitting or taking care of children and their parents work for the military. And it sounds like you're saying that the children possibly are being used through the parents being connected to the military, and you're getting hits on that. Is that kind of what you're saying between the lines there?
I think so, yeah, because I feel like they're so small, you know, they attack me, you know, like all the time they throw things and, they're aggravating in any sense.
Okay. One child is less than a year old, didn't you say?
One is 2 years.
Two, okay.
And the other one is 1 year. Not
so one
year yet, but it's almost a month. Going to be 1 year.
Okay. So let's work on the children because they're probably being used to connect to you.
Okay.
And also there might be a vortex maybe that was put into their place.
That's what I sense and I clear the other day, but when after I clear, they become more.
Okay.
They're attacking me more. I feel like the attacking was more strong than before.
Okay, so let's first work with a young child, 1 year of age, who's been a victim here.
Okay, thank you.
By this energy. Here we go. And I find this a lot with military family members, et cetera.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I sense it too. I put in San Jose to clear, but because one time I was in the dream time, I can say that, and I saw the father of the son attack me, you know, like blow something, you know, like blow like that. And
yeah.
I put to care him because I was not, you know, he seems nice with me, but when I have that dream, I don't like it.
Okay, here we go. So let's take away the energy from this 1 year old who's being used by the darkness here, whatever
okay,
that would be.
Thank
and
you.
And here we go. Clean this energy out of this person here. There we go. Number two, the 2 year old here. And a lot of stuff with the two-year-old. Two-year-old's being used more than the one-year-old.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. Because
so,
sometimes when I center in myself, you know, my heart, he gets so angry at me and you know, look at me so bad. And I sometimes just, you know, try to put my, you know, center myself. And I can see his energy, you know, throw. And sometimes he throws things for no reason at all.
Okay, I'm still clearing here. There we go, taking some energy away. Okay. Okay, here we go. That one seems a lot better.
Okay, thank you.
I'm just interested to ask you why Ron is clearing here. If you are aware of seeing any shapeshifters in them, because you know, you sound very aware of what is going on with the kids. You know, you almost said it yourself in the beginning there. So I wonder if you've noticed anything or seen anything, eyes changing or anything like that. Are you there?
Me?
Yeah, you. I'm sorry,
yeah,
I didn't get your name.
Changing,
sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you see them?
When I look at him or my heart, he put his eye down, you know, like, and he changed the eyes one side to another.
So he might have a hard time even looking at you.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's what it is. And sometimes when he starts get so hyper, you know, like so angry, because I can see angriness in him. When I look at him, you know, when I'm going to hug him, you know, like, he just run away, you know, like he don't want me to do anything with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that clearing is done, so we'll see if that helps somewhat here. You know, it'd be it's hard to release children out of this here, number one, because the parents are involved heavily with this here. You may not know about it, but they are, and then naturally, this is very, very common where military children get used a lot through abductions, through time traveling, et cetera, and that's how they use it. So that's, like I say, most of the people that come to me who have had strange occurrences, problems that they can't explain too much, abductions especially, I always ask him, I say, have you had any, are your parents involved with, like, the military or maybe paramilitary, the police force or reserves or anything like this here? And I'd say 80% of the time, they go, oh, yeah, you know, my uncle was, my parents were, you know, my grandparents were. So there's always that link. And so somehow the aliens are using these forces to do this. And the people that are maybe are physically here may not even understand it. But somehow that's how they get used. And I don't know how or why that field of usage there. From the military is used that way. I don't understand it, you know, but that's what happened.
Yeah,
like I said, this is very, very common. So if you yourself have a problem where just your life is not working right, just to see if you have had involvement in that with your parents or grandparents or cousins, you know, because they sometimes can sell you out to get a favor, to get a rank promotion. And that happens too physically, but they may not even know about it. But I won't
so
get into that.
So for me, they, I have a post because then too.
What's that again?
For me, so I get involved with them because I have a family in the military.
Yeah. Have you had military background?
Yes. I know I have a cousin. She's in the military, too.
Yeah, you might see if she's attacking you or selling
yourself.
So
that's what I get into that to then, to be in that work.
Yeah, what you might do is go on the site then and see if you can do a clearing for her to get her energy off of you. It's possible. I can't say that it is, but...
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, because I just, you know, I've been healing. I have this healing and I still... When I get involved with it, it's when I start get all these attacks, I can feel, you know, myself.
Yep. Remember, if you have a cousin or something, they have your genetics. And so that they can filter through you through the genetics of who you are. This is what I talk about is these implants and stuff, and they can use that and come right into you, even though the person may not even be physically talking with you. Maybe it could be a person that... maybe was, let's just say hypothetically, in some other country, one of your relatives had a young child and they happened to be in the military of whatever country it would be, okay?
Okay.
And from there, they can abduct the young children because the parents are in the military and that genetic line goes right to you and they can play with you through that genetic line. So it gets very, very complicated, very sci-fi. And, you know, like I said, people who are under attack, having problems like you're talking about, normally the common thread in this is that type of background. And I'm not going to get into it too much, but there's plenty of information on the Internet.
Any things I can do to protect myself from that or to...
You want to get on to the dark side practitioner?
Okay.
The alien attack page, maybe even the aura protection might help. Do you have any ideas, Annika?
Yeah, that was what I was going to say. Actually, those three, the alien attacks and the dark side practitioner and the aura protection is what came to mind for me.
I put them also every night, and sometimes for some reason I forgot to put it. And that's what that's now I start feel all these attacks and, you know, start, I can hear sinus. Sometimes sinus that I was not talking with nobody and I can hear exactly what I want to do. So I don't know, you know, I feel like who in the world knows sinus they are going to do because they're already saying there. Like one night they say, oh, she going to some place. And I say, I don't say nobody. That, how can I hear that? And I was, you know, like, I almost awake when I hear the voice. So right away I wake up and I look in the computer and say, oh, I don't put it the aura of protection. And I put it and I can feel asleep again and no problem. But when I forgot, they attack me.
And the space clearing would be excellent.
Which
space
one?
Clearing. the latest one, space clearing, is one of the latest clearings.
I've been doing that. After that, that's what I did, one in the place where I work.
Uh-huh.
And after, because I was sensing the vortex, and I did that. And after that, almost a week ago, it's when I have very strong attacks. Very, when I, like today, I came and it was very strong. I can feel like my whole body is so tied up. And I started, you know, all the day I was trying to be in center in my heart, but that for 1 second, you know, do something with the showers or something, you know, I get up. Right away, I can feel getting to me. So
yeah.
I want to do this once to see what else, to see what I can get me.
Well, you're doing good, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. That was quite amazing.
That was good. Yeah, and Ron, I really think for the child, you know, for the older one to clear up for the 2 years or whatever else you can do in there.
Okay, so.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Okay, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thank you so much. That was very interesting. I was mentioning about the LAX conference that you're going to be doing right before that. So I mentioned you are there for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 12th, 13th, 14th, and I know of two lectures, Ron. Maybe you have more, but I know one is What They Don't Want You to Know, and the other one is The Key to Personal Wellness. Is there anything else you want to say about the Conscious Life Expo? Obviously, you'll be having the Light Infusion Chamber, too.
Yeah, both the lecture, and then I have a workshop, which is free, so both on the same day, which is on Saturday. And it'll be wonderful. So do come to it if you're in Los Angeles, LAX Hilton. It's on Century there, and it's a wonderful event to go to. And the Light Chamber will be set up, and you can experience that wonderful healing there. So let's see, what else?
Do you want to do one more sample before we...
Sounds
good.
What would you like to have?
So I didn't really see anything else, I don't think, on the... So what about a heart-spirit interface body clearing sample to keep us more in the heart?
Okay, here we go. So what this is designed to do is to work with your whole lifetime to help you stay into your heart. Remember, everything from the past recycles. And or if you're not in your heart, then you're not going to be in your heart for that particular time frame. So you want to get more into this lifetime. And so most people spend time evading and getting out of life, but you want to come into this whole experience with your spirit so you can heal the past. Otherwise, it can't be healed, but it will recycle. And the recycling, if it's not healed, it's going to be negativity and your stuff. Remember, your stuff resonates to your friend's stuff and everybody around you, and then you start sharing your stuff. So here we go. We'll do this clearing. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a clone body clearing here. So this one here is, I'm just picking this out of my hat, we'll say. This will be before this radio program, because you're in your heart now, in the moment. So before that, you may have been in a clone body in a parallel universe someplace. So we're going to take you out of that. So I'm going to go back for the last, I'll go from the last 5 hours here. So 5 hours ago, take you out of that parallel lifetime, and you could be in many of these. So just feel your body energy, and your spirit could be bringing you situations and traumas and sicknesses, illnesses from those lifetimes that will be manifested currently with you. There we go. And 4 hours ago, this is going to be very interesting for a lot of you here. Okay, 3 hours ago. Okay, and there's probably more than one parallel life we're just taking you out of these. 2 hours ago. This is why it's so important to get out of these things. And 1 hour ago. Okay. And, you know, the show, before the show here. There we go. Okay. So, looks like our program is coming to a close here. So, anything you want to add, Annika?
Yeah, I don't know if we can bring in an energy to stay with us, like some peace energy or something.
You do that. So, bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And here we go. Going to bring in some wonderful peace energy. And it'll stay activated for half past the hour here, about a half an hour. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So like we said, we are going to continue on this coming Sunday with the eight-hour sessions. So we'll be sending out emails shortly here, maybe within a day or two. And you can click on that and get signed up for it if you wish, or send me an email. And the price is $200, and that's for 28 hours of healing for, say, the next month. So, and the dates will be this coming Sunday, which will be the 31st. Then it'll be February the 7th and the 21st. These are all eight-hour conference calls on Sunday. And then we'll be doing our four-hour special ascension call on the 20th. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Have a nice day. And maybe, Heal, you can come on the next program. Somehow, I guess, maybe the phone lines weren't working, unfortunately. So sorry about that. But maybe next time we can get you to come on first. So we'll look for you. So blessings to you, and see you later, everybody. And stay heart-centered. And remember, when you have trouble situations, drop into your heart. Do the mind-to-heart drop. Count from 10 backwards to 1. So goodbye, everybody. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Annika.
Thank you, Ron.